from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. On the calendar, spring is less than a week away, but a major winter storm barreling in from Colorado will prove that winter's not over yet. Environment Canada meteorologist Jeff Colson says, for starters, we could get 10 centimeters of snow ahead of the storm.
The storm itself arriving in the area Thursday evening, and the concern with this storm is the duration, so continuing from Thursday evening through the day on Friday, and at least into Saturday morning, if not Saturday afternoon.
Timmins could get 30 centimeters of snow, that's a foot, with areas south of the city getting as much as 40 centimeters. Further north, towards Kapuskasing, there will be less snowfall. An initial gusty wind from the northeast that will switch to the north for Friday and Saturday will make visibility low and road conditions less than ideal. The new federal budget will include affordability measures to help Canadians with the cost of living. Prime Minister Trudeau says there will be measures to directly help Canadians. The PM adds that the fiscal blueprint will outline the Liberals' plans to create jobs. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland tables the budget on March 28th. Home sales are still down from a year ago, yet there was a bit of life in the Canadian market last month. Sales rose just over 2% from January, but remained 40% lower than a year earlier. The average price in February fell by almost 19% from the all-time high of February 2022. Over the last two decades, amphetamine-related visits to Ontario hospitals have skyrocketed. Researchers rule out prescriptions of the drug, meaning most ER visits are because of the street drug meth. The number of patients attending hospitals jumped almost 15 times over that period. And changes by the province will require women's only washrooms on construction sites to make skilled trades more accessible. Portable bathrooms will have to be private and completely enclosed, have adequate lighting and running water or hand sanitizer. The number of toilets on job sites will also be doubled. The changes are part of Ontario's Working for Workers Act. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.